Paul McCartney wrote that song in 1968. Song that played a role in the breakup of the Beatles. Song that figured prominently in McCartney's post-Beatles career. The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here, leads me to your door. Although it opens on a note of confidence about the road and where the road leads, it's really a pretty sad song, huh? The wild and windy night that the rain washed away has left a pool of tears crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know the way. As the book of Isaiah is arranged, there is a long, long silence after chapter 39. A silence that lasts over 150 years. During that painful, God-muted time, a great deal happened to the people of God. Disastrous government, military defeat, the devastation of Jerusalem and the burning of the temple, and then finally, mass deportations of people from home to a faraway land. During that God-muted time of dislocation, another songwriter wrote these words. She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has no one to comfort her. Her downfall was appalling, with none to comfort her. Zion stretches out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. They heard how I was groaning, with no one to comfort me. But then the long silence is broken. God speaks and commands the songwriters to sing a new song, Comfort. Oh, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. God decrees comfort where there had been none to comfort. Decrees comfort. So this must be more than simply an offer of solace, if God can so decree it. This must be the announcement of a powerful transformative intervention, for Jerusalem has suffered enough. To implement comfort, God authorizes the construction of a new superhighway across the desert between Babylon and Jerusalem, making easy a triumphant return home. Forgiveness, promises God, issues in homecoming. Forgiveness issues in homecoming. Exiles will stream home on this road with the glory of God leading the reconciling way. Though it feels so strange now, the broken city will, on the road of reconciliation and forgiveness, feel like home again. The image of a highway for return, becomes such a powerful metaphor for the Christian gospel. In all four gospels, John the Baptist reiterates this image from Isaiah, so that the ministry of Jesus is presented as good news for people who want to find their way home. Centuries later, Handel, in his magnificent Messiah, opens this oratorio, this most well-known of his works, again with these words of Isaiah, but this time in the context of a fundraiser for an orphanage, gathering the privileged in a reconciling act that invited them to become more than clients, more powerful people serving clients, but rather seeing service as a form of reconciliation. Although we are instructed to build this highway, Isaiah is clear that it is not our effort that will accomplish the promised homecoming. No, we will find our way home, Isaiah promises, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Our efforts, sings Isaiah, have the staying power of yesterday's roses. But the word of our God stands forever. This word does what it says, unlike any human word. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, O sinner, come home. So in the Bible, walking a road is a metaphor for how we live our lives, for how we conduct our lives as we live them. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The Bible invites us into this metaphor, suggesting that we best prepare the way by committing ourselves each new day to the purposes of life, not death. By striving to make decisions each day that faithfully and consistently enlarge the possibilities of the people around us. And to refuse to make decisions that will somehow diminish the possibilities of those around us. This is what righteousness looks like. This is what righteousness looks like as we strive to faithfully and consistently so act toward one another that each of us can taste more of life. Perhaps it is by committing ourselves each new day to this vision that we will finally discover what it means to repent. God so loves the world that God has chosen to walk the long and winding road with us. In so many ways, we can allow the metaphor to grow weary and not allow the metaphor to do its work. But this metaphor of a road upon which we walk finds life even as we grow weary when we recognize that the road leads straight through us, straight through our interior, straight through the very heart of who we are. And it is there as we walk that Christ meets us, for we have God's word on it. In Christ's name, Amen.